Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow.
Welcome, everybody, to the 3 o'clock time slot. And in typical fashion, we are a little bit early, and that's okay. Today is Wednesday. You're halfway through the week. I can't believe it. And hopefully you've learned a lot of stuff and are still willing to absorb a lot more. Today, my guest speaker is Stephen from our own New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center. We used to call it the Library for the Blind. It was easy to say. Now we have to call it NJSLTBBC, New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center. It has a little catch to it, doesn't it? Anyway, Stephen's going to talk to us today a little bit about library services. Every state has a library that will service the blind. And they'll talk to us about some of the features they have and share a little bit about the new things that are coming this year. Stephen, thank you for being with us. And you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much for having me this afternoon. I really appreciate the opportunity. That was a great introduction. Really quick, just for in case anyone here is unfamiliar with our library, I'm going to do a really quick overview. So yes, the full name of our library, and it can be a mouthful, is the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center. Thankfully, we often say TBBC for short. As our name does suggest, we are a part of the New Jersey State Library, and the State Library is located in Trenton. However, we serve the entire state of New Jersey, everything up from Morris down to Cape May County. And we can do that because all of our services are either delivered to people through the mail, or you could just access them yourself over the internet. In addition to being part of the New Jersey State Library, TBBC is also a network library of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, which is a part of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And so that D.C. headquarters, they are the ones who really kind of set our standards, who create our books, kind of are like, you know, like I said, the headquarters of the program. And then they partner with several libraries throughout the country to actually provide these services to patrons. And so through those different network libraries, most of the stuff we have here at TBBC is available in all 50 states. And so our main purpose, kind of like our name suggests again, is to provide books in audio and braille to people who have a tough time reading standard print. And often, you know, especially, you know, when we do kind of presentations like this, a lot of people do think that's just for people who are totally blind, but more people can qualify than you would initially think. Anyone with just a general visual impairment would qualify if they can't read standard print. We say if you can't read a newspaper, even with their glasses on, that would qualify for a visual impairment. And then also anyone who can't hold a book or turn pages for an extended period of time, even for something as simple as arthritis, that would qualify. And then reading disabilities would qualify as well. So if anyone here can think of anyone who might benefit from our services, definitely get them in touch with us and we can go over the eligibility criteria for them. And for anyone who's interested in joining our library, all we have is an application that needs to be filled out. It's pretty straightforward, mostly just asking for your name, your contact information, and the types of books people want to receive. Applications do need to be certified, and for that, there's just a form right on the application where either a doctor or a nurse or a therapist or a social worker, if anyone here is connected with the New Jersey Commission for the Blind, a CBVI counselor can fill that out. And all you need to do is have somebody fill out that certification form in order to certify eligibility. We don't need any doctor's notes. We don't need any prescriptions or diagnostic paperwork. Just that application and all the information about certification is included right on that second page for reference. And so the real question is, what makes our library special? Do we have anything that makes us unique? And the answer is yes. There are a few benefits that make our library kind of like, a benefit to people who qualify. We do have new releases and bestsellers. So the one example I've been using recently is My Name is Barbara by Barbara Streisand. She recently released an audiobook that she narrates herself. And through our library, we would have that book available for people. We also have books that are not available anywhere else in audio or in Braille. And that's because NLS libraries and NLS are actually allowed to record them on their own. And so, if anyone here has been looking for a book in audio and you can't find it either on Amazon or at your local public library, we might have it available. And for that, all of our books use professional human narration. It's not volunteers, it's not computerized voices. In fact, we kind of even set the standards for those human narrators before commercial audiobooks took off because we've been doing it for so long through NLS. Another thing we have for our patrons is access to the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, otherwise known as BARD. That is provided by NLS through the Library of Congress. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a bit. Before I move on, though, just a couple more things. We have a lot of international language titles in our collection. It's more than 50 languages are represented at this point. So if anyone here speaks another language and you have any questions about our international languages books, please let me know. And then my two favorite benefits. One is that there are no wait lists for any of our books. If everyone here on the call wanted to order the same book at the same time, we could send it all out to all of you the very same day. And that's a benefit over even public libraries who would have like a limited number of their audiobooks, so they can only check them out to so many people at once. And best of all of our services are at no cost to people who qualify. That's true for our books, our book equipment we loan out, even things that are mailed back and forth from the library once you're signed up. The only thing that could possibly cost you anything for our services is a stamp if you mail in the application when you first get signed up. And so just to really quickly touch base on our audiobooks a little bit more, there are two ways that people listen to our audiobooks. One is through that Bard service I just mentioned. And then for people who don't want to use Bard, we also have our library-loaned digital talking book player. Really quick, first, just touch base on Bard. One of the most popular ways people use Bard is through our mobile app called Bard Mobile. And so for anyone here who uses a smartphone or a tablet, this is just our mobile app that lets you search our collection, download our books, and listen to them right from your device. It's available for iPads, iPhones, Androids, even Amazon Fire devices. So, all the major smartphones and tablets. You download it just like any other app from your device's app store. And then when you open up the app, it'll ask you to log in with your Bard account. And that's just where you need to be a member of our library so we could set you up with that account. If anyone here is interested in using Bard or if you have any questions about that, please let me know. I'd be glad to help you out with that today. A new thing that's available for Bard is a thing called Bard Express. This is a computer program actually for Windows computers. And when you download and install it on your computer, it again lets you search our collection and download the books. But now what it can let you do is even play our books right on your computer. That's something that's new. It's only been available for a few months, and it was in really a lot of requests, before it was available. So if anyone here wants to try listening to our books on your computer, let me know. I can get you the information about Bard Express as well. And then finally, one more way people can access Bard is by going to the Bard website, which is just a website online. And through that website, you can actually download our books to a flash drive and put them in one of our digital talking book players, which I just mentioned for people who don't want to use the mobile app or listen on our computer, on their computer. We can send you one of our digital book players. They're about the size of a hardcover book, weigh just over 2 pounds. They have a built-in speaker and a built-in battery. I'm sure any of our members here, you're probably familiar with those. And so for that, You can either download your Bard books yourself, or what we can do is, like I said at the beginning, we can mail books out to you through the post office. They come loaded on library book cartridges, and they go right into the player, which would then read the books out loud to you through a, like I said, the built-in speaker. And people can use both options too. They're not mutually exclusive of one another. And ahead of today's call, I tried to look into our statistics for this. We currently have 3,807 Bard subscribers in our library. And I tried to get an exact number for the amount of digital talking book players we've checked out. I wasn't able to get it, and so my apologies, I don't have the active number. But I saw in total it's been over 10,000 machines we've sent out over the years. And
Wow.
so that's been a very popular way that most people access our books. And we have been sending out our current model of the digital player for about 10 years now, so it's been a while. That is my segue to the next exciting development we're going to be having here at TBBC. In case anyone has not heard, we are finally going to be releasing an updated model of our player, hopefully sometime in April. And this new player, which is going to be called Digital Advanced 2 Player, is going to have a lot of really good upgrades. One upgrade is that it will now have Bluetooth accessibility. So, for anyone here who uses Bluetooth headphones or listens to things through a Bluetooth speaker, you'll be able to connect this new player to your Bluetooth device and listen to books that way instead of just the built-in speaker. The other option, the other upgrade, is that we'll have Wi-Fi access. So, with this new player, you'll actually be able to connect it directly to the internet and download books over the Bard service directly to the player. So you don't need a smartphone or a tablet. You won't need a flash drive. All you'll need is this new player and, internet access, and you can set it up to get books that way. It'll also have a few extra buttons on the player. Dedicated chapter skip buttons will probably be useful. It'll have a more prominent handle, so it'll be a little bit easier for people to hold. And we're hopefully going to be learning more about that as it becomes available again, like I said, hopefully in April. What I can do for anyone here who's a member of our library today, if you're going to be interested in getting one of those new players, let me know. I'll take a list down. And we do have a wait list for our members to get onto if they're interested in receiving one of those new players. So that is going to be our new digital player. One more thing that we have that's new to our library and gives people another way to access our audiobooks is through Amazon Alexa smart speakers. And this is being done through what's known as the My Talking Books Alexa skill. This is something that NLS has been working on for a while, and they recently rolled it out. And basically, what it does is just lets you sign into Bard through your Amazon Alexa. And then just by talking to Alexa, you'll be able to say, like, hey, Alexa, play the latest James Patterson. Hey, Alexa, play, my favorite mystery books, and so on. Now, for that, I just have to say that it's currently being released on a beta status. That just means a couple things. One is that they're still working on the skill, trying to improve it. So there are, a couple hiccups along the way if you do try using it, but that is to be expected because they are still working on it as a beta. And then the other thing is that they're limiting access to it to 5,000 users, and that is on a first come, first serve basis, and that's across the entire nation too, so it's not just New Jersey. The good news about that is we haven't gotten any notice that the limit has been reached yet. So I do believe they are still taking new beta participants if anyone is interested in trying this out. And if you are, there is a web page on NLS's website where you just fill out a form and then you'll get registered for the beta. And then they'll reach out to you with more information about how to use the skill. So if anyone wants that, please let me know. I can get you the information on that website, help you sign up for the beta. And because they're still working on it, they definitely appreciate anyone who wants to try it out and give feedback. So that is something else that's available. And as it becomes more available to all of our users, and as they fix it out, we'll definitely keep everyone up to date on that. So be on the lookout for more information.
Excuse me.
Yep, do you have a question?
My name is Eureka, and I would just wanted to say that I do have the beta thing on bar on my Alexa, and I'm really really enjoying it.
I can go up there and just tell her what search for this book or whatever. But it's awesome. I just want to say that.
Yeah, no, I'm
Yes,
so
I'm
glad to
enjoying
hear.
it too.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear you guys are having a good experience with it. We definitely know it was something that was really in demand, since especially you can just interact with the whole thing through voice commands. You don't need any kind of touch feedback or any touch screens or anything. So when I talk to my supervisors after this, I'm gonna let them know we got a couple good remarks on the Alexa smart speaker, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Very good. Steven, it's Janie. And it also has my talking book user guide right there on it, correct?
Yeah, so there are some user guides, including inside the skill itself.
Right.
There's also a one on the website that you could just read through for anyone who would prefer to read through it. And hopefully it won't be changing too much over the years, but like I said, I just have to be out there to be clear that it is in beta, so they are going to be working on it still to try to improve it.
Right. Patricia, you can have the floor. You have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to quickly say that once a month NLS is having a speak the anyway, and a 1 hour series on specifically on the Alexa speaker. And this month, it's always the third Thursday, so it will be t tomorrow evening, the 20th, at 7 p.m. And you should be able to, talk to your library or go to the website and find the link to join the program. There are archives of the program as well. And one other thing, that I at least I heard, NLS also once a month had Many Faces of Bard, and what they said is on March 6th, the first Thursday in March, they will specifically have an hour program on the DA2. That's according to Tamara Rory.
Yes, Patricia, thank you so much for that perfect segue. You were 100% correct on both of those things. NLS does some patron programming. One of them is a dedicated smart speaker program, and the next one will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. There's a Zoom link for that. Jane, if it's all right with you, I'll email that to you in case anyone might need it. That way they could
Very
follow
good.
up with you.
Very good. And I
Yeah.
was also going to ask you to all the information that you said you can give to us or have people check. If you send me all of that, we have a resource that we're going to be putting on our thumb drives to give out to everybody. And then it will be on there so they can have it for reference.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to send you a nice big email after today's call. I'll
You
have
got
everything
it.
we're talking
Sounds
about.
great. Great, great, great.
Yeah, and then just to finish up with what Patricia had mentioned, there's also another program called Many Faces of Bard. That is more general about everything related to Bard, but also another great way to talk directly to NLS staff and ask your questions to them. And then one more thing NLS does for the patrons along those lines is that they have an email listing where if you give them your email address, they will send you updates directly from NLS. So it's another good way to stay informed. And I will send that information to Jane if anyone wants to sign up for that one.
Very good.
And
Hey,
while we're taking
Steven.
questions, I think I see one from Moosey. I hope I'm saying your name correct.
Lucy, you have the floor, honey.
Did I? I'm muted, right? I'm so excited about this new digital player. My question is, how do we get it, and do we have to return the one we have right now?
Both good questions. Thank you very much. So first off, if you are a member of our library, I will go ahead and put you on my wait list for the new player. Once we do get them available, we'll just be sending them out to everyone on the wait list on a first come, first serve basis. I think you're in early enough that you should be getting one.
Musi, what state are you from, honey?
Pennsylvania. Go
Okay,
ahead.
so f for you
Next.
then, you would have to, are you familiar with LAMP by any
Yes,
chance?
Pittsburgh,
Yep, you would just have to reach out to your library, ask them about their wait list.
Do I have to return the one I have?
So I probably yes, because I know for people in our library that once we send out the new one, we're going to be asking them to send back the old one.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Steven, how much does the big one, the new one, weigh, and what's the size of it?
So I'm not sure exactly about the weight. I think they're going for about 2 pounds. It should be a little bit lighter than the current one. one thing that's kind of, and it's about the same size, like just approximately.
Right.
One thing that is going to be better about it is that it's square shaped as opposed to rectangular. I think some people have said that's going to be easier for them to hold on to. And then the real big complaint about the current player is that the holding handle that kind of slides out is very flimsy, and some people are like it's almost like having nothing. This new player is going to have the handle built into like the plastic, casing, so it's just
Good.
part of it, and you can kind of hold on to it like you would a mug, and hopefully it'll, people will find that a little bit better.
Right. And I see Corliss has her hand raised. Go ahead, honey.
I don't know
Anybody
if we're
else?
waiting for Corliss. I also see a hand raised from Patrice.
Yes, Stephen, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I've enjoyed your presentation. Wanted to ask and wanted to let you know that I would love to be on your waiting list as well.
What state are you from, honey?
State of South Carolina.
You have to do your South Carolina library.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
the same idea, but they'll right.
All right.
Very good.
And another, you said that there was a web page that we would have to go on to register.
Yes, so if you're interested in registering for the My Talking Books Amazon Alexa skill, there is a website you just go to, and it's a quick form you fill out, and they register you for it. And then it does take a few days to process, but then NLS will get your registration, and then they send you an email with like, further instructions on how to actually like get onto the skill, log in, and start listening to books. And I'm going to get that information to Jane for after this call, so she'll be able to get that to you. And that's for everyone across the country. It's the same website, so even when if you're in South Carolina or Pennsylvania or Hawaii, I mean that will be the correct website for you.
Okay, thank you.
Stephen, one of the this is Janie again. One of the things I use my book player for is education, teaching kids and but not blind kids, my grandchildren. And so I downloaded cartridges of, Dr. Seuss and all of those kinds of things, Aesop's Fables and whatever. And the kids learn how to use the bookshelf and go from left to right. And of course, you can teach them colors because there's different colors. You can see shapes, there's different shapes. So I find it a learning tool for children. And I just wanted to share that in case anybody didn't do that with their own niece and nephew and want to have them understand why they're listening to the book and how much fun it is to work the book player.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really quick, I'll just bounce off it and say that we do have a youth services department and a dedicated youth services librarian, Jen Apgar, if anyone's familiar with her. She is great. We have patrons as young as like 3 years old. So if anyone has any kids that might qualify, get them in touch with us. And because I'm like an adult services librarian, I don't handle the kids' stuff as much, but I love that idea of using the buttons to like teach like, shapes and colors, because I know that they are each a different shape and a different color, but I've never really made that connection myself. So that is really interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think a couple of hands are raised. Is it Vincent?
Yeah, this is Vincent. I have a
Ahead, honey.
question. Thank you very much for the presentation, Steve. And it truly is amazing, what the National Library does for us and every state. It's something that I am extremely thankful for because, the audiobooks really have enriched my life. But now what I wanted to do is to get on the wait list. I live in New Jersey, and I want to get on the wait list for the new digital player. However, I don't have, I did have many, many years ago, I had the old player. But when the app was developed, I got rid of it. So I don't have it with me. Is there any way that I can purchase that digital player since I
So,
cannot return the old one?
yep. I tell you what, sir, would you mind giving me your last name?
Yes, it's Elorza, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, O Oscar, R Robert, Z Zebra, A Apple, Elorza.
Okay, give me just 1 second here. So I tell you what, if you do not have that old player that was sent out to you, we understand that happens. There's no cost or liability for lost players. So do not worry about that. If you're interested in getting the new player, I can go ahead and put you on the wait list for that. I have your account pulled up here. I'll go ahead and do it.
I appreciate it.
For your question about whether or not you can buy our player, to answer that, I have to kind of say pretty clearly that all of our services and all of our equipment is provided as a loan It's a long-term loan, so you can hold on to it for years at a time if you want, but it is a loan.
Okay.
Our stuff's not to buy or to sell. That being said, if you are interested, there are a few companies that make their own versions of these audiobook players, sometimes with a little bit extra like features to make them a bit fancier. And so those are available and they will read our books. But I just have to say, as like a state employee, we don't endorse any of those products or services. I'll send like a little directory of them to Jane if you want to follow up with her on what your options are. But yeah, if you wanted to buy one, you just have to make that determination on your own.
Thank you very much. And one last question. Now, does the digital player have a memory or it plays the sticks only?
So the current version only plays the flash drives because it doesn't have internal memory to download the books directly.
Okay.
The new one will have some memory on it, because you will be able to hook it up to Wi-Fi and download books directly to the unit. I'm not sure exactly how much memory it's going to have, but thankfully our books don't take up a lot of space, so I'm sure it'll be enough to hold many, many books, regardless of size.
Okay, and whenever we finish with a flash drive, we just return it to the library in order to get the next one.
Yep, so if we mail you out the books on one of the book tapes that go into the player, the way that works is they get delivered in reusable plastic mailing containers. Those containers have a label right on them with our library name and address. And when you're done with the books, you just put them right back in that plastic container. You snap it shut because it comes with a couple plastic snaps,
Oh,
and then you
yes.
mail it back to us through the post office.
Great. Thank you very much.
Anybody else with questions?
Excuse me, this is Eureka again. I can't find my raised hand thing, so that's why I'm
That's quite all
confused.
right. You have the floor.
Okay, so what is that website again that we can go on to listen to the Faces of Bard or to find out about the different things like the e-reader or to listen to those archive stuff?
So, NLS, the National Library Service, they are the ones who host all of those different events and that registration form for the Alexa skill. And so they have different pages on their website where all those things are kind of presented to people. And I'm going to be giving Jane like the direct links to those. So she'll be able to follow up with you and you'll be able to just click on them and it'll take you right to where you need to be.
This is Patty again, because Eureka and I were in the same state, and I'm the president of our seniors division. Eureka, I will mail the link out after this afternoon session.
Thank you.
You'll have it in time.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, with
Is this Joe?
the question.
Go ahead, honey, you have the floor.
Galen, are you going to talk about the Braille service?
Yes, no. So, we're having a good break for questions. I did have a couple other things I wanted to talk on, if we have time. Before I get into Braille, any other questions I can answer for now? Nope. All right. I definitely will have more time for questions. But Joe, yeah, thank you for that segue, because I do want to talk a little bit about Braille. It's in our name, right? We have to talk about it. So yes, we do have Braille books for people who are Braille readers. I'm sure anyone here who's familiar with Braille knows that Braille books are very big. They can be multiple volumes. And so we do mail those out from our facility here in Trenton. Those also just come in reusable mailing containers that you would mail back to us. However, we have two new exciting developments for our Braille readers as well. One of them is that we now have a Braille e-reader device that we can loan out to people. And so this little handheld device has a refreshable Braille display where little pellets will pop up and make the Braille characters one by one. And so, using this handheld device, you can download Braille books from Bard, put them onto the device, and you can read entire Braille books line by line with this handheld device, as opposed to needing, multiple big Braille volumes that you would have to manage around. So, those things, they are currently available commercially, but they often go for thousands of dollars. We now have them for our members at no cost. Our versions are very basic. It's really just that Braille display. It doesn't have any audio feedback or any note-taking capabilities, but we do have them. And so that's one new thing we have. We also know that some people really do like the physical bound braille as well. And so another new option we have is called Braille on Demand. And through this program, any braille book in our collection, you can request it through Braille on Demand. And NLS will actually emboss a brand new copy of that book just for the member who requested it. It is a spiral brown soft cover version of the Braille book, so not a durable hardcover one, but they will send that out to you, no wait listing it whatsoever, and that'll actually be yours to keep. So this has been great for some of our Braille readers who have their favorite books. We can actually just order them Braille on demand copies, and they can kind of create their own little Braille library that's theirs to keep for as long as they want it. So if anyone here does have, any Braille questions, we are pretty much the one-stop shop for Braille services in New Jersey. And of course, if you're in one of the other states too, your NLS library will be able to help you out with that. So yeah, if anyone has any Braille questions, let me know. There's no Braille questions for now. One more thing I want to mention, just to give it a shout out, is a service called NFB Newsline. So Newsline is an audio news service that is sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind. And it gives audio access to national newspapers, international newspapers, even like local New Jersey paper or local state publications in a lot of cases. And it's not true for every state, but for anyone in New Jersey, we actually partner with NFB to make it available to our members. And so if anyone here is interested in audio newspapers, we could help you out with that. And I even looked it up ahead of this call. Here for New Jersey, we have 3,646 subscribers to Newsline. So, yeah, no, it's a pretty good service. And if anyone would like to sign up for that, at least if you're in New Jersey, I can help you out with that. For anyone out of state, you would just have to get in contact with your local NFB chapter, and they can give you the options for getting onto Newsline.
Can you tell them the other services that Newsline has besides newspapers, other things that they can get on Newsline?
Yes, so I believe if I recall correctly, there are some magazines, there are grocery ads, so that would include like ShopRite circulars from week to week. And I know those are a very big hit for our members here in New Jersey. And then another thing is that they have job listings from two national job sources. I believe it's like USA Jobs and jobs.gov. So if anyone here is looking for job openings, they have those on Newsline. And then one more thing they have is just like posts and current events from kind of interested parties. So that would include things from NFB. For anyone in New Jersey, that includes posts from the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and then just other things of interest. I know that there was a accessible museum tour that I posted about on Newsline not too long ago. So it's a really great resource for anyone who's looking just to stay connected with current events and their community.
Absolutely. And NFBNJ has lots of things on there, including our convention and our agenda and things like that. There's also TV listings you can look up. And you can also email yourself an article. You hit, I think it's, was it #9 or *9? It's one of those. Anyway, and you'll get an email of what you just read. You can do the whole article. Or just or the whole section. So that's the section I like, reading something and sending it to myself, then I have it. So.
Yeah, no, and just to piggyback off of that, what's really cool about Newsline is there's many different ways to access it. You can do it on a computer just through the internet. But there's also just a 1-800 number you can call into, and then it'll hit one for the Wall Street Journal, hit two for the New York Times. There's an Amazon Alexa skill for it, so people can listen to Newsline through their Alexa. And then for anyone who uses an iPhone or an iPad, there is a dedicated app for it as well, just for iOS devices right now.
Anybody with questions, comments, any books that you've read recently that you like? Yes, who's that wants the floor? Is that Lucy?
This is Cynthia in
Cynthia.
Minnesota, and
Cynthia in Minnesota, go ahead.
I was going to say that I've got the NLS reader with the HumanWare software, and I was able to connect it to the NLS Newsline. So if you want to do the Braille version, some of the e-readers will let you do that.
Very good.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that, that was quite possible. So thank you for sharing that. I learned something today. Look at that.
That's what we're here for, everybody.
Even
Yep.
Joe again.
Go ahead, Joe.
I really have a great debt of thanks to National Library Service for the e-reader, because it helped me find Spanish Braille. And those have been really important to me because I am able to know what the word actually looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And not be restricted to just hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that's working out for you. And I know that was the e-reader devices were a big game changer for a lot of our Braille patrons when they became available. So I'm so glad to hear it's impacted you in such a positive way.
Mm-hmm. I think Vincent has his hand raised. Vincent, you can go.
Yes, and this is more of a comment. Like as you were saying, Janie, and Steve, you can email an article to yourself. But I believe it's only limited to yourself. You cannot share that article with anybody because of, you know, copyright implications, and also because the media, the newspapers need as much, you know, revenue as possible, especially in these times of digitized communication.
Great. Very good. Anybody else? I don't see anybody else.
Stephen, this is Liz. I just wanted to say this has been a really cool presentation, and I went and signed up to hopefully beta test the NLS skill. So I'm really glad that that's coming out for folks.
Yeah, I hope it works out for you. Thank you for your interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you know, if you don't use the My Talking Book skill in a month, it'll give you a reminder. It'll say, you haven't used this talking book and you signed up to be a beta tester and you're not using it. So get going.
Yeah.
You know.
That is part of it. Yeah. And for anyone who does register for it from the, you know, going forward, keep an eye on your inbox too, because you have a limited window from when they give you the announcement that you've been accepted until you have to activate your account, because they want to make sure that you are interested in using it.
Right.
This has been great so far. Any other questions? I'm so glad to be here and, you know, share with you guys. So, Patricia, I think. Yep.
One other thing I wanted to say in relation to the BART, the smart speaker skill, is that with that, you're technically streaming the book. You are not downloading it when you use Alexa, which means it does not count against your, what a small amount of 250 books a month or whatever the national limit is. So
very good.
So you're streaming the book. You're not when you're using Alexa, you're not actually downloading it.
Yeah, but for that 250 limit, I always feel like it's so big from month to month, but sure enough, we do have some members who hit it every month, so.
Oh, I believe it. Not, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else wanted the floor?
I think I see William's hand raised.
Thank you. William, you have the floor.
Yes, just a reminder, when talking about the A-Lady, please use A-Lady. She keeps coming on every time her name is mentioned. And the other thing is, so I have one of the original players, and I would like to return it because I'm using other sources to get the information. I'm not sure I have the original packaging material. Mm-hmm. What do I do in that case?
Yep, that's fine. We definitely appreciate you returning it if you're not using it. Are you located in New Jersey?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yep. So for them, you just give them a call, let them know your situation. What they will probably do for you is provide you with a return address label that you could attach to any spare box you have, and you'll be able to use that to mail it back to that library.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for this as well.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Well, hearing none, you were very concise and shared a lot about the library services, and we know that we have them in every state. We know that in New Jersey, we are fortunate because the Commission for the Blind gives a huge amount of money so that Newsline is free for us here in New Jersey. I don't know about every state doing that, but you can check with your state. I would recommend that you become a patron of the library in your state and utilize the services. I often say to people, if we don't use the services, they may go away. There's a wonderful place in New Jersey called the Paper Mill Playhouse, which is the last stop before it goes to Broadway. And they have audio described shows. And if we don't go at the 12 o'clock time where they do a special hands-on seminar, and now only 3 people go instead of 15 people, they may stop doing that. So if they're giving us services, we need to utilize them and let them know how grateful we are that they're doing that. So that's my little plug for now. Stephen, I want to thank you for spending time with us and sharing with us and educating us on the value of reading and getting information. That's what it's about. We appreciate the library service here in New Jersey. I'm a big fan. Back in COVID times, I downloaded 50 cartridges multiple times and downloaded 2,500 books for people in the state that couldn't get books from the library because it was closed because of COVID. And I wouldn't let that happen. You want to read? I'll help you read. Now I don't have to do that. So my job is much easier. Just go to the library. But I do make cartridges for people. I want to thank you for all the things that you do in New Jersey and the NLS. Please let them know that we're really appreciative of the services that you give us.
Yep. No, thank you again for having me today. I really did appreciate it. If anyone from New Jersey has anything they need help with after this, please feel free to reach out to me. Even if you're from another state, you know, if you need help finding your contact information for your library, reach out to me. I'll get you that. And yeah, thank you again. I'm glad to be here.
Can you give them your reach out to you address so they can reach out to you?
Yes. So our number at the library is 800-792-8322. My extension is 812, but if you just give that general number a call, whoever you get, we'll be glad to assist you. And then also my email would be sfelly@njstatelib.org. I just put those in chat. They might go on directly to the host for the meeting, but you should have those. And yep, I'll also send that in the email I send you just so you can forward it to anyone who might need it.
Very good. Very good. Any last comments with anyone? Okay. Thank you, Stephen, for your time. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone. Stay warm out there.
Thank you. Okay, is Sandy on this call? Is Glenn on this call? Well, I can do a tap dance right now, but the next class starts at 4 o'clock, unless they're, so let me see. Liz, you see Glenn or Sandy in this room?
I'm not seeing Glenn yet. Let me see.
And then Jennifer has a hand raised. Jennifer, you can speak.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Jen. Jennifer, can you open up your unmute?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, who's this? Vincent? Who's this?
Janie, this is Glenn Crosby. I was just trying to unmute.
Oh, okay, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
I'm here. I've been here, but
that's fine. That's wonderful.
I was having a big issue unmuting.
Well, that's the way of the world.
I know, and especially when it's me trying to do it.
Well, tell your wife to take the muzzle off your mouth. No, I'm only kidding. we have a space of about 15 minutes. I didn't know if you wanted to start early or give people a 15-minute break.
So, well, let's see. Is Mark Brown on?
Ask Liz. She's got the list open. I don't have the list open right this moment. I can get it open. Let me see.
Well, he would answer if he was on.
Probably see him.
Break and just wait till it's time.
Okay. All right, everybody. You get a little break right now. That's a rarity in this day. But we'll see you back.
Grab a beer while you're off.
What, honey?
I just said grab a beer while you're off. While you have 15
minutes. Wait, we have a raised hand. Janie's going to stay here. So if you have a hands raised, you can ask any questions you'd like. Okay.
Hi, this is Jennifer. May I ask my question?
You sure can.
Thank you. I am looking for a talking thermometer, and I think there are plenty of people on this phone that may have one.
Call.
I don't know. What is a good one to get?
Call our Independence Market, and I can give you that phone number.
Oh, I have that number.
Okay, that's the one you need.
Okay. So, okay, I can do that because I believe I got my talking scale from them, but I don't want a forehead thermometer. I want an oral thermometer because the forehead ones are not as accurate.
Well, give them a call. I think that's what they have.
There are several to choose from.
Thank you.
Anybody else with a question? We got the king on this call right now, so you better ask your questions, right, Glenn?
Ask your question. If I don't know it, I'll make it up.
Oh, boy.
But I do know that's where you can get a lot of handy devices, both medical type devices and other things that's useful around your house that you may not be aware exists, but they're there.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Glenn, actually, I do have another question, if I may. You had commented yesterday that you and your wife went to an appointment and they did not have Braille information for your wife, so they gave her a booklet and they told her to read
no.
it.
No, you forgot a step. They have this book, this little book of I don't know, information that you're supposed to know before you sign these forms. And apparently, okay. we were totally unaware of it, but apparently the company had somehow got a Braille copy or one or two copies made of that booklet. But it wasn't available in that particular office that day. So,
okay. So I'm along similar lines. My question to you is, do you typically find when you go to a medical appointment that the information is provided to you in Braille or in a format that you can read it?
No, first of all, it's not available usually. That's the only time I've ever heard of a doctor's office even knowing about it. But okay. No, the answer is no. The information is not available, and most offices nowadays, the information is digital. So we're trying to make all that digital information accessible non-visually. But I don't know of any, personally, I've never been to a doctor's office that had information available to me in Braille.
Okay, so when you say digitally, does that mean online?
Online, websites,
okay.
Applications.
Now, what about for those of us who are non-techies?
Well, you'll have to do what most people have to do, and that is get somebody who is techie to help you. The nation and the world is moving to online, so I don't have a good answer for that. I agree with you. I think that everything should still be available on paper, but a lot of stuff isn't.
Jen, you do get email, and they can email it to you, the form, first
but she okay. doesn't do for a tech. Website. She doesn't, but she doesn't
can do
email. Tech.
If I may
she
just
does email
clarify.
And texting.
If I may just clarify.
Go ahead.
I am a breast cancer patient, and when I had a consult with the breast surgeon, I was all excited. They gave me a pamphlet that was about 300 pages long, and I said, oh, how wonderful. I'll be able to read this. I came home, and I almost choked. I could not read the print. So the next time I was in the office, I said to the office manager, do you have this in large print? No. Do you have a flash drive? I'll go to Staples and get it printed in a font size that I can read. The answer is no. Do you have this on some sort of a recording that I can listen to? And the answer was no. Eventually, I got the information from friends who had gone through this, but there was nothing that they provided me with. Now, do you hear that happening to other people?
What many of us do with information of that sort is, first of all, just make somebody in the office explain it. But short of that, you can try to find someone who would read some reasonable amount of it to you. I don't know of anybody. I don't have somebody who would read to me a 300-page document of small print.
Neither do I. And when I said to the office manager exactly what you're saying, that I have no one to read this to me, she said, we will provide you with the information. And unfortunately, I quickly learned that wasn't going to happen. So I had to place the onus on myself and find it from other sources. So that's the
absolutely
only point.
I mean, that's basically what we all have. That, you know, most doctors' offices simply, well, let's just start with this. Most doctors' offices know nothing about blindness or any of that. Right. You know, even eye doctors, very few eye doctors know anything about what's available to their patients that they can't cure. So almost no medical facility has that information available. And, you know, if you can access it online, perhaps you can find it. Now, I just happen to have four grown children who are very good using computers. So, and my wife is very good at using a computer, although she can't read the screen that well. However, I myself have to rely on one of those sources to read stuff like that if I want to read it. Now, I personally have no interest in reading many, 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 many pages of Dr. Gobbledygook. You know what I'm saying? So I just need to know the sum and sift of what's there. And what I do is I pretty much insist on somebody in that staff who know roughly what the information is, then they can explain it to me in English.
I hear you. I was looking to get 100% of the information in that book because I'm the type of person that likes to know. And as I said, I eventually had to learn the information from other sources. So I thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. I congratulate you too on being able to understand every word that's in there.
That's her profession. She was a nurse for a long time. Jen, one comment. If they have they gave you a 300-page document, the document must be on somebody's computer.
So well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Janie. They claimed that they did not have a flash drive.
They didn't have what?
They didn't have an audio, and they had no idea where it was on a computer. I went through everything because I was desperate. I would have paid to print.
Did you ask like a managerial level? Somebody's computer has that document because it wouldn't have been printed.
Yes, I spoke to the so-called office manager.
Well, whoever her supervisor is, I would still go further up because it's got to be somewhere.
And this is Judith. Could you read it with a magnifying glass?
No.
The print was not.
It's a good idea though, but no.
All right.
Bye.
Well, yeah, I wanted to let you know Mark is here on the call.
Great.
Thank you.
Jen, another thing is do they have a synopsis of what that was? I know you want to read the whole thing, but like Glenn says, to find somebody to read, first of all, 300 pages is a lot. I mean, that's like a series of books on board. That would be an 8-hour book. Who's going to sit for 8 hours to read something? They have to have something like that in a reduced format.
Well, just to let you know, at my last appointment, I met with the newest physician and explained to her the trauma that I felt preoperatively and that I felt that my needs were not met.
That's
that
correct.
If I were deaf, they would have provided me an interpreter. If I were Spanish, they would have found someone to speak to me in Spanish, but that it was not fair to me because I had a vision disability that I could not have the information up front. And this new physician did say she understood and that going forward, they would keep that in mind. What does that mean? I don't know. She did appear to hear my concern, but I had to say something. I couldn't just let it go.
No, good, good.
I said it in a nice way.
I know you did. Good girl. Well.
This is Cynthia in Rochester. And
yeah, Cynthia, go ahead.
We had a similar experience here. We had our president of our local NSC needed to have a procedure and got the same thing, this huge stack of paper. Well, I was working in IT at Mayo at the time, so I contacted the office that does the documentation. And I said, isn't there some way you could get a text file or something for people so that they could, you know, have it, pull it into a Braille reader and have it converted to Braille, or have it on their portal and get large print? And they were very helpful at the time. And they said, oh yeah, that's a great idea. You're right. This is important. We should do it. Then they went to the powers that be and suddenly emailed me and said, tell the patient to talk to state services. So it is, I mean, you can get things brailled by state services, but their mandate is textbooks. It could be months before you could get it brailled if that's what you need. And I agree with you, these are files that are on a computer and could be made available. And I don't know why we got that pushback. I don't know what happened.
I don't get it either, because it's so simple to just put it in an attachment and send it to somebody, or put it, just copy the whole thing and put it in an email. I mean, it takes 2 seconds.
Right.
So what? And that's not causing anybody any grief at all.
Can you imagine what would happen if every blind person in the state who went to a medical facility started calling state services to get all this information brailled?
It would make an impact.
it might make an impact, but it should sure make a long jam too.
Yeah, exactly. You have a better chance of having it sent in an email and an attachment. I mean, then brailing all that. Yes, go ahead.
This is Deborah.
Go ahead, Deborah.
It occurred to me while you were talking, I bet you somebody approved the content of that document, and I bet you they had lawyers look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in somebody's office. I can just about guarantee you your next birthday on that. And if you were to say, well, you know, can you get it from your lawyers, or should I have my lawyer call you? As it's there somewhere, they just don't want to fool with it. And you know, this is totally unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody approved the content of that, or they wouldn't be handing it out.
Oh, I agree that it was approved. I just don't want to create a situation where I'm going to start throwing lawyers into the mix, because
but it has to be somewhere. And so appealing to reasonableness, like you're saying, that you can keep that thought to yourself, but you know, you see so much stuff, even in the news now. Just keep asking is all I can say, because you see that it works when you listen to the news. You just keep asking.
Well, unfortunately, it didn't work. But going forward, I certainly do things differently. I make sure that I advocate for myself. I go to an appointment with questions, and I don't leave until all of my questions are answered. So many lessons learned from this.
Sure. I understand, because I've had frustration too. I've had eye doctors hand me a piece of paper, and they know I can't read it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just don't have a clue. They really just do not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, except to just keep asking, but it's got to be somewhere. That's one of those things that just makes no sense.
I don't want to belabor this issue, because we have a guest there.
Sure.
So, Glenn, since you have your person here, does somebody else want to speak?
I don't know if he's here yet. Is Mark Brown on? He may be trying to call me. Let me see.
Okay. Let me see. Let me open the panel up first.
I did see him on here.
Oh, you have it open. Good. Somebody else want to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is Judith.
Can I send you a request to unmute?
Go ahead. Is it Judith?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the thing about the eye doctors. The voicemail message when you call one of my eye doctors is, if you want faster service, go to the website and chat or something like that. And I did point out to the people answering the phone, I just told them I was visually impaired. And I would think they would put more focus on the telephones rather than telling somebody to go to a website. So, yeah, the eye doctors aren't the greatest either.
Oh, no, they don't know. They're often worse than general doctors, in my opinion.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.